OMG, I am so excited.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching? When
I was hitting with body punching, I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. I
knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
DBLC Productions.
Making women's justice like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
It's the champ. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The champions of boxing podcasts are back. I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Coming right back at you with another spontaneous TBV in the morning edition. We're talking heavyweights. Why? Because they eat a lot of chalupas. So we got the two big heavyweights. And they're going at each other. We're going to give you all the details, but we'll start off by telling you the big baby posted a picture of him posing in the typical bodybuilder pose after doing muscle routine. If you follow him on Instagram, you've seen that he was working on shoulders, doing shoulder press with about 315 pounds. He posted a picture. And I will read the first quote. When people try and say I'm fat, I reply by saying their mom's phone number out loud. I guess your mom's loves fat guys laugh out loud. There's a difference. All caps. Hard work, dedication, cheeseburgers. Let me get on out to my co-hosts. And we're going to get this thing started.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My deception is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up! BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah. Good morning. Having my cup of coffee, almost going into lunchtime, but we're here to talk about the battle of the battle of the taco and burger, right? Because that's what they're throwing at each other on the social media. And to me, it makes an interesting matchup. I want this matchup. I can't wait to see what everybody else has to say about this. They're both big guys, you know what I mean? Both are considered, quote-unquote overweight, out of shape, but when they perform, they really shut people's mouths, because such a guy like Baby Miller, high volume puncher, I never seen really Andy Ruiz get tired. So I think this would be a good battle of the big guys, huh?
That it is, but I wouldn't say that Big Baby's fat. I think that's exactly what he meant when he posted the picture. So what I'll do is I will screen share for our viewing public here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice to watch it alongside with us as we scroll through his comments and just give you a better understanding of what it is that we're here to discuss.
Yeah, he got his little bodybuilding pose right there. For the people who don't know, he's actually trains a lot in weightlifting. He applies it to his regimen, and he has a good bodybuilding team around him. I mean, all those guys are like twice as big as him. So it's working for him. In this picture, he looks big, but he don't look fat, you know? I mean, you damn near almost see them top abs sort of forming, but you know, I guess people have their opinions.
Now, it's funny because I came here to show the public the back and forth, but I wonder if Ruiz deleted it or is it buried? Because it's gotten a lot of traction, this little back and forth between the two. And I guess we're going to have to do a better job of explaining it while we find the actual comments to one another. Oh, here we go. So they're just very mixed up.
I mean, I have the screenshots. Well, no, I have them. I don't have them on my computer, but I do have them here. I have the actual verbatim on Big Baby Miller's page. I mean, it says here, you know, the same thing you have said. When people try and say I'm fat, I reply by saying their mom's phone number out loud. I guess your mom loves fat guys. LOL. There's a difference. Hard work, dedication, cheeseburger. Now, the reply on his social media came about from Andy the Destroyer. Let's make it happen, bro. We would give the fans a good fight. I just fought and back in the gym now. I will be ready by September. Let's get it, my boy. What's up? Fist, 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 muscle, little angel, prayer, prayer, prayer. Big Baby Miller then responds, Andy the Destroyer, before when you was ahead on the rankings, you and your team paid me no mind and ignored me. Now you have lost and I'm ahead of you, waiting on my mandatory. Sorry, my Mexican brother. You bring nothing to the table. No belt, no mandatory, and more than likely no money. I'm on to bigger things right now. But when the time does come, I will be more than happy to spank that ass. Taco Bell style. Somebody say burritos for dinner. LOL, not yet. Oh, man.
And then, another one from Andy, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to continue on that. We know a couple of other fans went ahead and put their 2 cents in there. And then Andy comes back and says, Big Baby Miller, the time is now, bro. I promise you that I will win. I'm too of a risk for you that you would not fight me now that your name is up and people know who I am. It's time them fools gonna fight. Oh. It's time them time. Fools.
No, he's saying it's time. Them fools ain't gonna fight you.
Ain't gonna fight you. I'm here. Let get it on. Fuck what happened before. It wasn't me. That was my manager. But now I'm a free agent. I'm gonna be up in the rankings again soon. I just want to shut that big mouth up. Don't be scared of this fat burrito or my Taco Bell ass. Trust me, bro. I'm coming after you. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm ready, homeboy. Fist pump. Flex. And then Big Baby Miller just comes back. Okay, Chalupa, calm down. One day you will get the work.
What do you take? Because you see, for me, you know, I like Big Baby. I really do. And this is starting to bother me. And I think that's why this is. Did I use A-side? I wanted to go with Big Baby Miller rips Andy Ruiz, pulling A-side tactics because that's what he's doing. He's my man, and he might not let me in the gym anymore. But yo, he's being a diva right now. Let's think back. Let's use revisionist history. Let's not be fickle boxing fans. Let's remember when he had an opportunity to put his name out there and, as the greatest promoter of all times like to say, raise his profile. Shout out to Eddie Hearn, right? So he was given an opportunity versus Adam Wanaki and said, no, we're friends. This fight should be, I should make more money, yada, yada, yada.
The fuck's going on here?
Now, here's the hypocrisy. When he was down in the rankings, because he's not up in the rankings in the BC right now, is he? I don't know, but he hasn't been in a while. And if he is, it's recent, but he's been calling out Deontay Wilder, right? So it's the same thing. It's like, yo, the bottom always calls out the top. So don't turn around now that you're at the top and tell the bottom, nah, you won't bring nothing when you've been hearing that your whole fucking life. And you've been arguing, you've been calling Deontay Wilder all types of names, Anthony Joshua, you call him G-string, ass juice, all that. Because they won't give you a shot. But now you're not giving the same hypocrisy, bro. Like, it's, I don't get it. Where I'm at with this.
Yeah, definitely A-side tactic. I guess he's sitting in that chair now, so I guess he's going to go ahead and act the way he's acting. Look, at the end of the day, excuse me, Jarrell wants to, he wants the big fights, right? He wants the big money. He wants all of that. So I could understand.
Listen to what he said. He said, I'm the IBF mandatory now, right? But so is he going to Bulgaria? Because we've been doing shows saying that they don't know if he's going and Huey Fury might be stepping in. Is he going to Bulgaria? Because what mandatory are you? If you get passed by, yeah, you'll get another shot. But if Pulev wins, you just got another shot at going to Bulgaria again.
I mean, I don't think he has a problem with traveling. I mean, I don't know if anything's been set or whatnot. But I like I said, I'm understanding him from his point of view and that he wants something that's going to benefit him, something that's going to benefit him. And even though right now Andy's not, a fight like this would be amazing for the fans, obviously. We would see.
I think it's a good scrap. It's a good scrap in the division. You know, obviously Ruiz needs it more. And obviously I would pick Miller to beat Ruiz. I think there's a misconception about Miller. He could be big. And I don't think he's big fat. He's obviously muscular and has shape. It's like a thick girl. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between a thick girl and a fat girl, in my opinion.
My whole thing is with these two. The reason I like this fight, Ness, is because you got two guys. Right? First of all, it's just a little comedic the way they started this out. This whole, you know, you're the fat guy. No, you're the fat guy. It's funny already. But if when these guys get in the ring, they mean business. Baby Miller is a pressure puncher. Always on top of his guys, putting that pressure on. And I feel like Andy Ruiz is the same type of fighter, pressure fighter, and he likes to be in the pocket. So this is a fight that I would love to see Gerald Miller in because I would actually see somebody actually stand there with him. I know Andy's not going to run. I know Andy's not going to box on his back foot. That's not what I've seen his whole career. It's just moving forward. So, you know, we would get definitely a good scrap. We would definitely see who's the harder puncher. You know, who's quicker, the big guys. And at the same time, you know, this elevates both of them. I mean, a win over Andy Ruiz for Jarrell is good.
I think Miller waits on him all day and wears him out.
He's the bigger guy, you know.
Ruiz could be more technical. He could be a slicker fighter because that he is. You know, to be that size, you never imagine that he'd move the way that he does. But he doesn't move fast enough. He's not going to get away. Like, yo, Gerald Washington is big. Duopai was big. You know, this guy is laying on these dudes and busting them up. He's busting them up. It's going to take the bigger, not bigger, but stronger heavyweights, you know, the Joshuas, the Wilders. I don't even know if Povetkin, small ass, can handle Big Baby.
Well, that's the deal. See, now we haven't seen Gerald get hurt. I haven't seen him stumble. I haven't seen him really get rocked. Haven't really seen him with, you know, with an explosive puncher that's hurt him. So I don't know how he would react to a shot from Andy Ruiz. He's really fast and his veracity is incredible. So, you know, I just still got a lot of things to see from Jarrell. He's been in good fights. I mean, he's fought Jarrell Washington, John Duhapis, and these are guys that, you know, have fought the best. And he's shown that he could do his thing and he could put these guys away. So he's shown that he's on those levels, even though that. His stoppages, you know, I mean, he usually wins by the unanimous decision or overwhelming. I haven't seen him really KO nobody. So I can't even give him the KO effect. So, you know, it's just a matter of Big Baby Miller, how he would react to a hard shot. That's what I've yet to see. But other than that, yeah, he is the bigger guy. And he is the guy that would be able to, like, kind of tower over Andy a little bit. But
what I like is that Andy's calling him out. Andy's like, don't judge a book by its cover. So it's a fight that Andy wants, and at least Andy came clean. He said, look, that was my manager. And I know Cameron Duncan was famous for that. I don't know if Andy had Cameron, but I'm just saying, I know managers that navigate careers, man. Dudes are trying to get paid, man. It's like a rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? You want him to go platinum, so you're doing everything that he needs to do to go platinum. And until he does, you're not releasing that dude from that contract. You want your fucking money, man. Everybody's an investment in this game. But Andy's a free agent now. Big Baby claims always to be with the Big Baby promotion, and he's his own boss. I don't know. I mean, if you're not going to Bulgaria, this is a perfect in-between fight. It'll be on ESPN, you know. You'll get some good exposure.
Where would they be having this fight on? I mean, given that, well, you know, he is a free agent now.
He must be a free managerial agent, but I mean, he's obviously
top rank, right?
Yeah, he's obviously has a promotional agreement with Top Rank, and he's just saying he's a free agent in terms of manager or something like that. But I mean, for Big Baby, he doesn't have a network deal, so this at least puts him back on another premium network.
Yeah, I mean, it would probably end up on the ESPN app now. And hopefully this time around, you know, his fight doesn't get cut off like it did last time. I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, this fight right here for me is a fight I want to see. The guy's calling another guy out. The other guy's acting like a diva. But then I can't be mad at Jarrell because now he's in the position. Of course, he wants the real thing, but ain't nothing going on. They should make it happen, man. Definitely get a lot of people. I mean, you know, Andy brings a big demographic too. Got the Mexican following. You know, maybe Jarrell Miller gets some more eyes on himself if he was able to win impressively.
I mean, he needs it though. Like you think about Big Baby's resume, and yeah, he's got decent wins for the hardcore. But like, who has he fought for the casual fan? You know, at least you know you're fighting a Mexican American. You know, it could be sold. And people can see it, but Dunjapas is a French guy. Hardcore is known because he fought Povetkin and Wilder. Mm. Maurice Vach? The fuck is that? Another French guy? Or
nah, I think he's Polish.
You know? And hardcores know him. Why? Because he lost to Vlad. You know? He tested positive. Gerald Washington. Contender, but rushed. Maybe 19 fights when he fought Wilder. Then Miller gets him coming off the loss. Like, fuck. Fred Kassie, an African dude that nobody knows that only lost on ESPN, regular ESPN, Friday night fights back in the fucking day. Donovan Dennis, cruiserweight status, lost in the Boxino tournament. Like, yo, knock it the fuck off with that ASAP bullshit. You still got to make your name. You know what I'm saying? Because now it's bothering me, right? You talked all this shit about all the bigger heavyweights, right? AJ got a G-string. He's ass juice. Wilder got skinny chicken legs. He fights trash dudes. Meanwhile, you're fighting everybody's, well, predominantly Wilder's leftovers. You know what I'm saying? Fred Kassie, I believe he lost, but he should have won to Areola like 2 years ago maybe on PBC.
I mean, honestly, you know what? Now that we resume checking, It seems as though like the last four guys maybe and not even depends how you want to measure these guys out are his best wins.
Of course they are. He just stepped on the scene is what I'm saying. Like you was just in that position and Andy Ruiz isn't as low on the totem pole as he's trying to make it seem. Like fuck, Andy Ruiz already had a title shot. He fought Joseph Parker at least. You ain't even get there yet.
He was ranked before in some of the organizations.
That's what Big Baby is harping on. He's like, yo, when you was ranked ahead of me, you was ignoring me. Now I'm ahead of you, so I ain't beat for you. But it's like, bruh, you being a hypocrite.
And who else is there out there to fight anyway? I mean, this Bulgaria fight with Pulev, right?
Yeah.
When would it be scheduled to happen?
Is there
any negotiation talks that we've got a whiff of?
We don't know nothing, man. They're supposed to let us know something within a few weeks or at least a week because what happens is they give, you know, Miller has 15 days from receiving the contract. So it's a few days now. We did a show. So on that last show I did, you'll have the actual date. I think he received his contract June 26th.
So he has what, 15 days or 30?
No, I think he has 15 days from the receipt of contract. So it's probably over. You know, maybe that's why he's cocky on social media. Maybe that's why he said the words, I'm IBF mandatory. Maybe he really is going to go to Bulgaria. Maybe he's going to be there to be great. Deontay Wilder was willing to go to fucking Russia. You know what I mean? You got to do what you got to do. And what the fuck y'all got to do is press the thumbs up button. It's only 33 with a bunch of y'all watching. Let's get that going. I'm moving it right now from 35 to 36. Let's go. Where's the love on a thumbs up?
Early they got
the consistency for TBV is there. You see, motherfucking Alexander Doomy Day here more often. You know, TB working. Stop.
I think they still need a cup of coffee.
I know. Hashtag TBV podcast. Don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Listen, any final thoughts before we go out to the callers? We got a few.
I mean, real quick, I just look, as soon as he called them out after the fight, I was already in love with the fight. I like Jarrell. I like his pressure. I like Andy. I like his pressure. I like pressure fighters, fighters that are not afraid to pain. So I think this would be a treat for the fans. And regardless of what Jarrell might think about the rankings or whatnot, if you take all that garbage out of the way and you just look at the fighters you're fighting, this is a hell of a fight.
Yeah, it's a good scrap, man. And like we said, you know, Ruiz has the more world-level experience. This would be a good name, a good scalp on Big Baby's resume. You know, imagine Joseph Parker goes on to beat Dillian White and you go on to beat Ruiz. You're the second person to beat Ruiz, you know? Joseph Parker can change things around. But those were basically my final thoughts. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. That's TheBoxingVoice. Because remember, we are going to be doing more shows. We should be back with a full panel in about an hour or so. Enrique, Mike, Doomsday, and maybe even some Rob, depending on how late it is in the UK. We got some more to talk about. Shelley Finkel aired it out. Did a tell-all.
Mm.
He's Put got emails. Table. He's got paperwork. He's ready to prove whatever needs to be debunked. And I think we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. So, yeah, man. I guess tune in. Catch me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You gave your Instagram?
No. You can catch me on Instagram. Alex_Doomsday_Linus, LAINEZ. Catch me on Facebook, Alexander Linus, and on Twitter, Alex Linus TBV. And don't forget to go check out that Patreon exclusive footage. I mean, you can scroll down that page all you want. You'll find incredible stuff. You'll find the Border War series. If you guys want to see a couple of scraps, you want to see Ness in there with a young bull trying to take his head off, go to patreon.com. The Boxing Voice.
Peace.
Peace.